Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim, Perek Tezayim, Mishnah Hei, Petilia. This is a box or a basket that's made, says the Batanura, Miminim Shel Arava, different types of Aravais. And what do you do with a box that's made out of Aravais? V'oitzrim ba ha-groigrois, or groigeres, if you pronounce it that way, was used to store dry figs. V'chasina, this is a box that's made out of thorns, and they used it to keep clay inside. They knew which type of material is good for storage of a particular thing. Sakta Mishnah Tahira, why should it be tar? It's a keli. You can put things inside. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, yeah, you can keep things inside as long as it stays in one place. Try to pick it up and move it, and your basket made out of aravais, or your box made out of thorns, will come crashing through. It's not going to last long. Therefore, it's not called a keli. That's how some explain it. But those are one of the two reasons here that is explained in the Rishayim. Either you can't move it when it's full, or it's pashit a shvach a keli. It's too shvach to be considered a keli. Signoyais shel olin. These are plates. They're made out of leaves. What you do with it is you cover moist fruits. That's what they do with it. Lashon of suga b'shishanim, the pasuk in Shir Hashir. So the din is tahiris. These plates are tar. We consider it temporary use. Basically, after you use it once for this purpose, after a short period, you don't use it again. It's disposable for all practical purposes, and therefore it's not makabotam. Again, there are different ways how to explain it, what to put the new on some, but that's more or less what the Rishonim explain over here. That's if it's made out of leaves. However, shel nitzarin, but if it's made out of palm fibers, you know, you do the same thing with it. You cover the moist fruit to keep it fresh, but these are strong, they last. You use them much more than one time, so they're called kelim. Wait a second, but if you only use it to cover peiros with, didn't we say before that covers is a machlokes? So the answer is, sometimes they put peiros in it. The general use was to cover peiros with. Mishnah Chrenis has a different svar. He says, even if it's called a cover, we said before a cover is not makabel tuma. That's if it's officially a cover to a pot. But if it was designed as a cover, to cover peiros with it, then it would be considered a kelim. Zok the Elgam Mishnah Vayter Chaisel. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel Hanavi, even though you're going to be an oval, you will not do like other Avelim. You will not wrap yourself. You won't do a special atifa that Avelim did. And the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'hachtel loy chutalta. Yecheskel was told he was going to lose his wife and he wasn't going to be Noyeg Avelis. So from the things that Hashem told Yecheskel not to do, we learn what regular oval has to do. But Akulpanim, we learn from here, this word, Chaisel means something that totally wraps you around and around. When they picked the dates, before they were totally ripe, they put them into these special kind of baskets that totally surrounded them, and that helped them ripen. According to the Rambam, it was actually kind of a wrapping paper, more like a lashon of atifa. So when you purchased them on the market, that you didn't get your hands like sticky from the dates. Either way, this chaisel totally surrounds the peiros. What was this chaisel made out of? Says the Batnura, Chariya Sheldekel, woven palm leaves. And here the din is that if it's a keli that's made for more than one time use, you put in, you take out, tame. This is a durable keli that lasts. But if it was designed in such a way that you put the dates in once, to get it out, you have to rip it open or take it apart, then it would be tar. If you can't remove the dates, until you rip it, until you totally take it apart, then it's tar, because once again, then it's a one-time keli. I'll tell you an interesting thing. I'm not going to get into the halachic aspect of this, but you know, there's a lot of shailas on Shabbos, whether you could open certain bags or not. So part of the question is, could you use it after you open it? You know, part of the rayas that the place can bring, or the svaras one way or another, is from this Mishnah. Because the svar leheter, again, not saying anything lehalacha, but the svar leheter would possibly be if you can only use it once and you don't use it again and you don't hold on to it, so maybe that's a reason it should be mutter. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. Basically, in this Mishnah we learned that it has to be a keli that you intend to use more than one time, and therefore a small basket that's made out of a ravais, which they taka use to store dried figs. But try to move it, it's going to break. Some learn it's just not made to last very long. Same is true for a large basket that's made out of thorn branches. They use that to put clay inside. The same reason it would be tahar. Then we had these like bowls or plates that were made to cover fresh peiros and protect it. Ones that were made out of leaves, they're tahar. You use it once and that's it. The ones that were made out of wood-like palm fibers, these are strong. This is more than for one time. Therefore, they could be considered kelim that could become tummy. Remember, the Mishnah, when we say tummy, we don't mean to say it becomes tummy. We mean to say that it could become tummy if it comes into contact with tumma. Then we spoke about the chaisel, the small basket. It's made out of soft woven palm leaves, chariya sheldeko, and they put in dates. If it's made to put them in and take them out, it's tummy. If it's made for only a one-time use, because you put it in order to get it out, you have to rip it. And the din is...